Yes. It's so nice to see you. Within 2 hours, you will be gone. And this will be dream again. Every metal dream. The thing is, we are trying to have, your group is quite solid now. There you please increase. Increase your group in Chennai. There will be some more Matajis. You are free Matajis with her.
Yes.
Please increase. You are also free nearly. She is only working for 2 hours. So try to come together for this purpose and fight first and then do the work. He scratch each other's faces, you know. Oh, these ladies are very lucky, you know, because they are the devotional service. So the Kali Yuga is completely absent. And otherwise, always there are envy, enmity, all these qualities creep in. We should be careful. Here nothing is selfish interest, you know. Selfish is quite all right. Selfish for our own self. But selfish is bad. Selfish is very nice. But selfish is bad. Don't have any selfish thing. Yeah.
Maharaj, I just wanted to reconfirm this point. Gopalpur just told me that we have now this programs in Rumpet. In his place, this near Arthabandhu Prabhu's place also,
yes,
there's another place, there also some programs are happening.
Yes.
Individually they are doing programs, because these programs they are doing Bhagavatam, nearby people have come to that place. So suggesting, I think Maharaj is suggesting that have it in one place instead of having...
No, I was insisting in the sense. In the sense.
The Saturday. Okay, so the...
Saturday.
Mm-hmm.
One big program should be there. And I don't know, as he told me, that his hall is bigger enough to contain few people there. Yeah. This is our Purna Pragya's hall.
We keep rotating in Prompet, the program is, we keep rotating in four different devotees' houses.
The rotation is not really good. Don't rotate.
The thing is, Maharaj, like Prabhu, Arthabandhu Prabhu and Narahari Prabhu to come, it's quite far distance, at least 1 hour travel.
So on Saturday.
Moreover, if you want to do, we want to start like a proper Mangalarti chanting and then Bhagavatam instead of, because if you just do Bhagavatam class, people come at 9:30, 10, and then it goes for 3-4 hours, but then just doing it, during the afternoon time and all, not much of attention is there. But if you have some good chanting, because in Bangalore, that's what Sudarshan and felt very successful, because 1.5 hours of very intense, good chanting, everybody together, there is something which we are lacking in.
Then you can go out to house and house to house. But there must be some one program, good program.
Probably, my place is centered to everything. Maybe we can have it there instead of in this corner or that corner. We'll look at the logic.
You see, otherwise there is no harm. Where there is intensity, Krishna will be there only.
I'm just more talking in terms of the number of people who attend. And the attendance is very good in both the places.
And
then
it is all right.
More attendance.
So see how. No, I leave it to you. Yes, I am not on the spot. You have to face it. You know. Yes, so wherever you can, and how you are able to manage the management and the regularity must be there.
Yes, that is the thing. Yeah. In Krompet,
consistency.
The sad thing is, even if you have the program in Krompet, half the time some people are absent. That is something which we need to fix. Of course, we have to insist on that. But
absence will be always there.
Always there.
Always there. Our program must be intensive.
Intensive.
Whether it is morning or afternoon or whatever. Devotional service should be presented. Don't worry about the attendance. And we should not insist either.
Yes, sir.
Here we cultivated 25-50 people Hardly two people are coming. So our insistence will not work. If they can, they will come. Or I tell them that even if you are not able to come, please start Mangalati in your own house. So they may not get up at 4:30, but at 5 o'clock, 5:30, whatever, they'll do something. And they don't do anything, it's away from our eyes. So we think that they're doing it. That's it. That is also best.
but we do it the other way, no, Maharaj. If it is away from our eyes, we think that they are not doing.
No.
As long as we see, what is it?
No, I mean to say, this situation is very complex. Either there's train, Gondal Road, which is far away from here, so it's impossible to come in the morning. Then again they have to wait in the work. There's so many things. And apart from that, hesitation, will find out so many excuses. So don't give them chance to hesitate, to find out the excuse. Hesitating is there. So leave it to them. Krishna will eventually correct.
Probably you can have one big program, and for this thing, practical point of view, for the study program, more than 10, 12, or this thing, it becomes like a big lecture program. Kind
lecture.
So you are not able to, last time we did, right? It was very good because we had 10 people, and there's a good recitation.
Yeah,
and nice trying to understand.
The nucleus people should be there.
Should be there. Yeah.
Now suppose, now in Australia, hardly there are 2-3 people. So nucleus people are very serious. But even then it takes time to collect the people. And they may go here and there to watch television or film or this or that. But for these programs, they will hesitate to come. Because it's not the general taste. So we have to develop the taste. So don't worry about the attendance too much. Those who are bound to come, they're bound. Those who had started the program, not a single soul is there. They were quite nice 15 people. And I thought that these 15 people will be now eventually mature and they will carry on the whole thing. Instead of maturity, it was all more immaturity. And one by one, they dropped. Not only dropped, but enemies of each other. So, this envy crept in and enmity started and lusty desires were there and marriages were there and this was there. Somebody left for lusty desires, somebody left for employment, somebody left for nothing. And somebody who stays, he says, everybody has left, whatever they may. So he is also off. Then he converses that everybody has left, why should you be there? So he pinches another body also. Now, you have to stop. Let it go. What a stuff we have, we carry on. So please don't worry. Nucleus, if you can remain together, is thank you, Krishna. Otherwise, the group. Because what happens, that after years of devotional service, you should be more intense in it. Instead of this, we decrease. What is familiarity? Weeds control. Sannikarsohi manyatam adan another karanam. That is the reason in Bhagavatam given. Sannikarsohi. Too much familiarity beads, forces us to disrespect the authorities. And as soon as the disrespect starts, the group dismantles. And this is without exception going on. But please pray that we should be together always. You be more mature. And that is what you people are showing. Your group, whatever is there, your children are coming up nicely. You are together and there is no selfish interest in between you. So far, there is no envy, there is no enmity. The Bhagavatam is there. So please prove that your group is becoming mature. you are respecting your elders. That is the main blessings. The blessings are flowing from the elders. They, as it is, they bless. But those who go on right lines, their heart really sends the blessings. And their hearty blessings will make you very happy. Even money will not make you happy. But their blessings will make you happy. Please, your elders are God-like, Krishna-like. The replica of Krishna's relationship with our soul is in this material world, our parents and our elders, you know, where they. Please try to keep this intact and you will be safe. Till they are there, it's very easy to go and talk to them. Once they go away, and they are going to go away, they're elder than us. So then with a big lamp you move over all over the planet and you'll find it. Then you'll repent that why did not talk to him when he was there. Please don't do this lamentation. So take care of your elders. This is our parampara. We respect the authorities. Mahada Atikrama destroys everything. Yeshua, fear, all this fame, opulence, our vidya, our knowledge, everything he destroys as soon as disrespect your elders. Everything is gone. So in dream also, we should not disrespect elders, and particularly mother and father. These souls are very pure. They don't have anything to achieve from you. They want you to be happy. That's it. And this is our devotional service. Otherwise you will disrespect Krishna also. Krishna has nothing to gain from us. He wants us to be happy. But we are enemies of him also. If I can, I'll force him to stand in front of me and I'll sit down there. This is our tendency. In our temple is I sit there, Krishna runs. And the Gopal. Please. We don't do these things. And that's why we're happy. These traditions, they're meant for a healthy survival. Healthy survival is needed. We don't want health as a goal of existence. But to reach our goal, we must have working condition. So this is the way. How to insist I don't know more than this. Please excuse me for my inability.
Thank you so much for
so nice. So nice. Please keep on coming. I was very extremely happy to see both three generations, both sides, you know. Never have seen this crowd. And these particularly the mother and father, grandfathers, both sides. Either they quarrel or they don't see each other, or I'm surprised so your father moves with Shantakar. These are mad people. They are really their perfection. This is their perfection. I've never seen, take it from me.
Please. Good conversation, Maharaj. Yeah. Father keeps speaking in Aki. Shravanam and Kirtanam.
Some of you think they're there, but Krishna is in the center. So please keep Krishna and you will be a happy group. I want you to prosper. Please, you can. You are safe in the hand of Kal Chakraji. Please don't leave his dhoti. Recitation is best. Please go on reciting. Go on reciting. Don't do anything else.
Just even made one request. When he recites so fast, we told him we should invent a machine where he keeps reciting, but on the other end comes out slow. He's not able to go
up. Every year he does that. And with no time, 12 cantos.
Yes,
really, it's a yogic siddhi. And Prabhupada was telling, every living entity has some peculiar quality. You know. This frog can breathe under the ground. Or the tortoise can breathe under the water. Prabhupada was telling very nicely, you know. One story, you wrote, what's in your offering you wrote? I remember the read in Granthraj. This story, you wrote, I think. This tortoise one, to get a guru, you know. Out of water there. Relate. Dust. You remember?
Maybe a spiritual master is. Huh.
The tortoise comes out once in a while to breathe. So at the time a ring is floating in the ocean. So the ring falls onto the head of the tortoise. It is so rare.
The thing is, tortoise can be without the air under the water for a long time. But sometime within 2-3 months, he comes on the surface to breathe. So his coming is not definite. Sometime, whenever he feels, he comes. But the ring is floating on the... So ring is supposed to be tossed around by the waves. So it's very rare that ring will fall into the neck of the tortoise. So that is how it's so rare to find out the Parampara Guru. That was the theme. You couldn't explain your own story. Please try to study before you write. This is the way it should be insisted. The points which I required should be insisted from the story. Otherwise tortoise and ring, people don't understand it. The thing is, both are uncertain. Ring is tossed by the waves. We don't know where the ring is. And we don't know when the tortoise will come. So how it is rare, really, to have that ring in the tortoise's neck. So that's so rare, he used to come to this group. It's only Prabhupada's mercy that the ring is always coming. Otherwise, without Prabhupada, nobody has done it. Also big Shankaracharyas were there and so many Acharyas were there, big bellies and round about, and nothing they could do. It's all useless. This is only 1 cent. He could do the whole thing together. And within 10 years, he wrote 100 books, and those books are running this institution, even now. And in future also, for 10,000 years, as Shastras, Purkhas, they will run. Please, such important thing is with us. Don't leave Prabhupada, and you will be safe. And those who propagate Prabhupada, please catch them. And you also become the source of propagation of Prabhupada. Then you will survive. Otherwise, there is no other strength. We don't have any other strength. Please, cast this in your mind. Okay, no? Jai. 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 Jai.